Hello, this is Dr. Miller. This is part one of a three-part program for dispelling fear and building resistance to viral infections. Stress, you know, is the fight-or-flight response. Fear is the emotion you feel when you're fighting or running for your life. In the world into which our body evolved a half million years ago, stress and fear would be felt only for a few seconds. The challenges were physical, something like being attacked by a saber-toothed tiger, and the responses were physical. You either got away or you died. End of story. This is what we call type 1 stress, and your body knows well how to deal with it by balancing it with relaxation. On the other hand, the stress and the fear we feel when we're worried about whether we or someone we care about will become infected with an invisible virus, or whether or not we will survive that infection, is a different kind of stress. We call this type 2 stress. Type 2 stress is the result of struggling against a vague or non-physical danger that is not quickly resolved and offers us no physical way to fight against it. Stress has been shown to lower the resistance to viral diseases. When we create the conditions that are associated with less stress, the immune system can function better, both in helping us resist acquiring an infection and in helping us overcome an infection. Type 2 stress is a reaction of the paleocortex, the limbic system, the monkey brain, when it perceives a threat but does not have a specific way to respond and directly neutralize the threat. If you had the measles, for instance, then later on being exposed to the measles virus simply draws forth the specific response of antibodies to the measles virus. Because your body knows the specific response, there's very little non-specific response or stress in this situation. You simply ward off the measles virus. So the situation in which you know that there's a dangerous virus around, one that might create serious illness, the stress reaction takes place, type 2 stress reaction, because you feel as if you're helpless to counteract the stressor. The stress you feel then makes matters worse, since it weakens your body's ability to resist infection. Fortunately, there's a ready cure for this, learning to relax. Perhaps you know the first line of the so-called Serenity Prayer. It recognizes that sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that we do not have the ability to change. You can't change your parents. You can't change the weather. And if you've spilled milk, you can't unspill it. To get upset about this is of no value. The Serenity Prayer tells us to relax and accept the truth of the moment as it is. Not accepting it is unwise. It's doomed to failure and is the source of type 2 stress. Right now, you are confronting a mysterious, invisible enemy. That is true, and the most healthy thing that you can do is to accept that it is true. The most effective way to do this is to relax the tension that is built up in your body. Relax your emotions, which are not helpful at this moment. Emotions like worry or fear or blame, doubt, and so forth. And relax your mind by emptying it of those unnecessary thoughts. I'm going to offer you a powerful technique for doing just that. It is called entering the state of deep relaxation, a state of mind very similar to that which is reached during meditation, self-hypnosis, and prayer. After finding your deeply relaxed state, I will teach you to use guided imagery to visualize the empowerment of the cells of your immune system and prepare them to block, weaken, and kill any viral particles that should enter your body. The second line of the Serenity Prayer is about having the courage and the intelligence to confront and change the things that you can change. When it comes to confronting the challenge of a viral infection, it means having the courage and the intelligence to train yourself to follow the guidance of the medical personnel that you trust and employ behaviors that will protect you and others from infection. These include such behaviors as washing your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and keeping a proper social distance. The affirmations in Part 3 of this program will help you to program your behaviors in this way. The third line of the Serenity Prayer is about having the wisdom to know the difference between when you should relax and accept and when you should act. Right now, if you recognize that you've been having fear, tension, or frustration about things that you cannot control, then the wise thing to do is to learn how to relax, accept, and be serene. Stop for a moment, and right now, let your body rest in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in, and as you let it out, let yourself be aware of the fact that right now, there's nowhere that you have to go. There's nothing that you have to do. And there's no problem that you have to solve at this moment. Therefore, you can give yourself permission to relax and concentrate your awareness within. To relax, focus on the life force within, and empower the natural defenses of your body. Take another deep breath in, and as you let it out, say the word relax silently to yourself in your mind, and really begin to feel your body releasing unnecessary tension. Allow your eyelids to close. And now, let the air do the breathing for you. Good. And letting your eyes roll gently upward behind your closed eyelids as you gaze peacefully at the back of your forehead. Imagine you can see the word relax written there. Or perhaps you will choose to imagine a flower, a beautiful sunny beach, a candle flame, or any image that is relaxing and lets you know that at this moment in time, you're in a safe place and can allow yourself to empty your mind of unnecessary thoughts and distractions. Release all unnecessary tension from your body. And let the muscles of your eyelids relax all the way down to the point they just don't want to open at all. And when you can feel that relaxation in your eyelids, gently test them. Feel their drowsy, heavy feeling of relaxation. And as you test them and feel they just don't want to move at all, let that peaceful feeling of relaxation and comfort flow from your eyelids throughout all the rest of your body, through your forehead and scalp, through all the muscles of your face. And as your jaw muscles relax, notice your upper and lower teeth separating slightly, relaxation flowing through the muscles of your neck, and shoulders relaxing, soothing down through your arms and your hands. That's it. And as that feeling of relaxation reaches the tips of your fingers, perhaps you can feel a sense of warmth or tingling or a heaviness in your fingers. And as you do, take a deep breath in and draw that relaxation from your fingertips up into the center of your chest. And as you let this breath out, let it be a feeling of letting go completely. And again, just let the air do the breathing for you, just as it does when you're deeply asleep at night. Doing nothing, your chest and abdomen gently rising and falling with each breath. And with each breath out, think to yourself, "It breathes me. It breathes me." The rising and falling, a gentle massage of relaxation to all your internal organs. Now let that relaxation flow through all the muscles of your back, down through your pelvis, thighs, knees, ankles, and feet, all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Good. And any time you wish to relax a little bit more, remember the relaxation in your eyelids. Picture your symbol of relaxation, and as you test your eyelids, send another wave of relaxation flowing throughout every cell of your body. Now give your mind permission to become just as relaxed as your body. And any time any unnecessary thoughts come along, just let them float away unheeded. Evaluations, criticisms, questions, doubts, thoughts about the past or about the future, just let them pass by. Like a bus that is going somewhere that you don't want to go, don't engage. Instead, imagine that any unnecessary thought that comes along is like a puff of smoke or a little cloud in the middle of your head. And with your next breath out, imagine you're letting that unnecessary thought be breathed out through your nose, emptying your mind. And let your next breath in, breathe in pure white light relaxation. That's it. This is your mind, and you have the right and the power to ignore distractions, to allow yourself to completely into this present moment, the only moment that exists, and decide what you want to focus your mind upon. Good. Imagine now that you're on a magic carpet, floating effortlessly through space and time, gently traveling